Right, a fake doctor who worked at Auckland's Middlemore Hospital has the whole health sector on alert. Yuvraj Krishnan worked in the hospital's respiratory unit for 6 months. The Ministry, Health Minister and Middlemore are remaining tight-lipped while a police investigation is underway. Te Whato Ora, Health New Zealand, says it was already considering clear, standard employment practices for hospitals around the country, but acknowledges they need to be more robust. Sam Hazeldine is founder of MedRecruit, which is Australasia's largest medical recruitment company. He joins me now. Evening, Sam.
Good evening.
Let's start with, I suppose, the recruitment process that Middlemore and that counties would have gone through here. What would you expect it to look like based on what you know? What checks and balances should there have been?
Look, before you start any doctor, there's a number of things they should have and probably did do. There's, you know, your reference checking from at least two people. You got to check someone's medical degree. You got to check their medical registration. And you got to check their work history.
So if those checks aren't completed, can we end up in a situation like we are now? Why are they so essential, I suppose the question is?
Well, I mean, they're critical because, you know, this is a very specialised job. And so you've got to know that the person who's on the floor treating patients is the person they say they are. And as importantly, you've got to know that their work history, that their skill set, that, you know, who, you know, their qualifications are exactly what they say they are.
You've got about 2,000 doctors on your books, right? So have you ever come across situations like this where maybe doctors you're dealing with either aren't who they, well, claim to be, don't have the qualifications they claim to have, or who maybe fudge qualifications, so to speak?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, we've actually got about 70,000 doctors on the book, but so we deal with a lot of doctors. And we, you know, we've been dealing with doctors for a long time, and, you know, we have pretty robust processes to, you know, for reference checking, for checking people's medical degree, checking their medical registration. And a few times we have found discrepancies in what the doctor is saying and, you know, what we're finding. And so we've, you know, headed that off at the pass. But, you know, we know that people get through. And what's got me thinking about this and concerned about this, you know, got me started thinking about it in 2017 when there was that fake psychiatrist in Waikato Hospital, pretty well publicised. Mm. But here's the thing. If, you know, there's one end of the spectrum, which is what we've got, you know, at the moment in Middlemore, which is, you know, someone who never went to, who went to medical school but wasn't a medical student, not, you know, not a doctor at all. And then you're going to have, you know, there's going to be a spectrum of from completely not a doctor to people fudging work history, fudging skill set, things like that. And so I think that we're in a position, and we've been doing some work on this, where we really need to move from a very analog, very manual process, which can be, subverted to a digital process leveraging the possibilities of digital technology, you know, what technology can do.
How do you actually stop something like this from happening? How hard is it?
Well, as I said, with the analog process, if you do everything, by the book, you should be able to stop it. If you're checking a university for someone's medical degree, which is the extent that we'd go to when we bring doctors into the country, that's very hard to get around if you're not just taking the doctor's, here's the phone number to call or whatever. You know, you actually do your own check. So there is a manual process that works. However, it's very, very time consuming. And it's, you know, and so if you've got a system under pressure, you know, is it possible that people will take shortcuts? It absolutely is. And so that's where we have built and you know, we're keen to engage with the ministry around digital identity for doctors, because we have, you know, built technology whereby you can have a digital identity for a doctor. You can create essentially a network that verifies a doctor's work history, a doctor's skill set. And then you can tie that digital identity to, you know, things like facial recognition, so that the person, the individual who actually turns up on the day for the first day of work, is tied to that digital identity. Essentially, you know, you create a network of connections, and over time, as that network builds, it becomes essentially impenetrable. It's a bit like a blockchain.
So you've come up with this technology, have you, or at least you've pitched it to the powers that be?
We were in conversations with them last year, but it got pushed out because of all hands on deck for the COVID vaccine rollout. Mm. Rightly so. It was much more of a pressing issue facing New Zealand. But my hope is that we can pick it up again with them, because we have the technology and we have partners who we've worked with on this. That we wouldn't be particularly far away from being able to, you know, build and run a pilot in New Zealand where we start to do this. And I think, you know, the timing of this has just, you know, sort of highlighted just how important it is. And if you think about a medical workforce, you've got your permanent doctors. Now, these are the high-profile cases that we've had, like this person. Those are the ones that should certainly have had, you know, everything done to make sure they're a doctor. But then you've got contingent, doctors and nurses, that locum workforce who are coming in, coming out. They could be doing, you know, 2 days here, you know, a week there. And the challenges we have when we look at it from a medical staffing perspective is you could do all the work, you could verify someone, and then what if that person who turns up on the day and says that I'm Dr. John Smith isn't actually that doctor? You know, so there are places where the system can fail, and I think that's where we have to close out those loops and not just move from an analog to a digital and replicate what we're already doing, but actually make it a whole lot better, a lot more robust.
Thanks, Sam. That's Sam Hazeldine there of MedRecruit, of course, on that doctor who found himself employed by Middlemore Hospital when, of course, he wasn't a doctor at all. Cruise ships are